I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Sometimes there are those smells that just completely take you back to like a moment in time.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm actually feeling a little bit better. But last week, I think it was still all the stagecoach crud that we were trying to get out of our lungs. And I was super, super congested. So I broke out the old school Vicks and like used it on my chest before I went to bed. And I don't know what it was, but that smell immediately, like I was 7 years old again.
Really?
Yes. Do you know what, you know that Vicks medicated rub smell?
Yeah, it kind of burns the nostrils a little bit.
Exactly. But it was like, ooh, I remember this as a kid. Like, I was transported just by the smell of Vicks. Is there a smell that does that for you?
There is. Smell and, it's a combo, smell and taste. There was this lemon tea that I used to make years ago when we were doing mornings the first time. And I'd get it to kind of like wake up and everything. So hadn't had it since we did that, and I found some in the pantry not too long ago. I was like, I'll make a cup of this. Made it, smelt it. I was like, ooh. Took a sip. Oh, it reminded me of a coworker that we used to have. I was not a fan of her, and I dumped it out real quick, threw away all the tea because it left a bad taste. I wish I could think
literally
of,
and yeah, figuratively.
Did not like that. So I wish I had a good memory of a smell, but that was the most recent one that
made
it takes
you
me back
think
to.
Of that. Yeah. Is there a smell that will instantly transport you back somewhere? What is it? Give us a call or send us a text at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. I was immediately 7 years old, getting ready to get out of bed and watch A Price is Right at Nana's house after I put some Vicks on my chest. You know those smells that take you back and you're like, oh, I know exactly where I was the last time I used Vicks. I was probably in elementary school.
Yeah, living the good life. Watching,
right?
Bob Barker.
$1, Bob.
Some comments on Facebook rolling in. Karen says, car primer takes me back to my childhood living next door to an auto repair and body shop.
Oh.
Pam also saying, copper tone takes me back to the river.
Oh, yeah.
It's not, anytime you open a bottle of sunscreen, I'm instantly at the beach.
We did over the weekend. It was so hot. We had baseball, and I was spraying down the boys, and Carter was like, Mom, this reminds me of the river. When are we going? I was like, we are overdue, baby. I know. Preston in San Bernardino, what is a smell that takes you back?
For me, that might be, believe it or not, pickles.
Where do pickles take you?
Well, see, I grew up a lot of my young childhood with foster home. And I got placed with a family one time that made their own pickles. That's the weirdest thing in the whole world, truthfully. And they had all kinds of different kinds.
Is that a good memory? Was that a good family?
Well, it was interesting for sure, because I didn't know how pickles were made, but I got to learn up close and personal.
Right there. Did you know that pickles were made?
Instead of grown?
Yes.
No, I did not.
They're pickled cucumbers. Pickles.
Oh, Kelly.
Right? I just literally saw the light bulb go off.
My soul just left my body. Wow.
You're welcome. 626 says, the smell that takes me back are those lemon wet wipes. Remember when you used to go to KFC back in the day and they would give you the spork and the knife and those wet towelettes would be in there?
Yes.
That smell immediately takes me back to KFC.
That's another one.
That's a good one. A little nostalgia for you.
Wow.
What is that smell that takes you back? Now that you've reached the ripe old age of 35, do you feel a little nostalgic? Are there things that throw you back and you're like, I remember the good old days?
Kelly, I rolled out of bed and things were just hurting out of nowhere. That's where I'm at right now at 35.
Last week, and I'm going to blame it on still all the stagecoach crud, I was having like some major issues. Congestion. I still feel a little congestion, but I broke out the Vicks, you know, the medicated rub, because I was like, this worked back in the day. And let me tell you, as soon as I like unscrewed that cap, I immediately was like transported to being like 7 years old, sick, laying in bed, watching The Price is Right.
And I love how smells or even tastes can take you back. I talk about mine being that lemon tea. I tasted it. It reminded me of a coworker I didn't like, so I threw it away. But yeah, sometimes they're good memories.
And sometimes they're not. Christy and Menifee, what is the smell that takes you back?
Perm solution.
Takes you back to the 80s?
Oh, my gosh. How many perms did my mom give me at home? Holy cow. Yeah, lots of perms.
Okay, was that a smell? I don't think I've ever smelled the solution. Was that like a burning smell? That's how I imagine it.
Oh, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's a very distinct smell. Like, it's just a chemical, kind of just a weird, it, you will never forget it once you've had it.
You know somebody is listening to Christy right now, and they're like, ooh, I know that smell.
Nodding along.
Yeah, right?
Text message rolling in from the 951 says, a smell that always takes me back is old camping gear. Whenever we open up the old tent, it smells like we're camping.
Aww.
I have that same scent. We have our Easy Up. Sometimes I'll open it up in the backyard and it smells like a bonfire. And I'm like, oh, we got to plan that next trip.
Remember that last one? 951 says, it's the smell of wet grass for me, right? Especially in the morning. It reminds me when I used to play college football and we would have two-a-day workouts.
You talk about mowing the lawn on a Saturday morning. That is one of the best scents in the world.
Not for this guy. It's taking him back to Hell Week.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.